Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections.
Oh my God. I don't even want to talk about that.
Right, you don't have a minute? It's not going to take that long.
Okay.
Thank you. To make sure we have representation of all genders, let me ask you, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I don't think. I know I'm a female.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your year of birth, please?
I'm not giving that away, but it's the 70s.
I see one here. Is it 78?
Huh?
Is it 1978?
No.
It's the 70s.
1974.
Oh,
yeah,
1974.
Just say
74. All right. Just the year will be fine. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received, ma'am, please?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's degree. Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin by any chance?
No.
Okay. And what is your race? Race? White, black, or African-American? American Indian or Alaska Native? Asian? Pacific Islander?
African-American.
African-American. Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Okay, would you say probably or almost certain?
No, I'm certain to vote.
Almost certain to vote, right?
No, I said
okay.
I'm certain to vote. I will vote.
Okay, yeah, the option I see here is almost certain, but I appreciate your opinion, ma'am. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all? You are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. Still 10?
Mm-hmm. Yep, 10.
Okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel. Let me just finish the question. Your vote on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. You said 0, no power at all?
Mm-hmm. No power.
Okay. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Israel-Palestine conflict, immigration, crime and violence, abortion, healthcare, student loans forgiveness, jobs and the economy, criminal justice reform, police violence, cost of living and inflation, voting rights and democracy, climate change, racism and discrimination. You can select up to 2, please.
Crime and violence and racism and violence.
Okay, racism and discrimination and criminal justice reform.
Mm-hmm.
Police violence,
yep.
Right? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, sorry, please indicate so. Joe Biden.
10.
Okay. Republican in Congress.
0.
Donald Trump.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
10.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. And Kamala Harris.
5.
5. Neutral, right? Thank you. Now, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden? Donald Trump? A third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Biden.
Thank you very much. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Democratic.
Thank you. When it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, or not kept any of his promises?
Kept some.
Kept some of his promises to the black people. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? Or would it make no difference? Defense democracy.
Five.
Okay, in this case, would you be much more likely to support? Somewhat more likely to support?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more likely to support, okay? Mm-hmm. Puts people over politics.
Some.
Okay, are you somewhat less likely or somewhat more likely to support?
Oh, somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, okay. Secures the border?
Some.
Somewhat more likely to support, okay.
Yeah.
Wants to build black wealth?
Some.
Somewhat more likely to support. Thank you. Looks out for people like me.
Some likely.
Somewhat more likely to support. Grows the economy.
Somewhat.
Somewhat more likely or less likely to support, just to make sure.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Oh, I want that to happen. So which one is that?
So would you say
more
much
likely?
More likely? Or somewhat
much more likely.
Much more likely, right? Thank you. For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0, it does not describe them at all, well at all.
Mm-hmm.
Fight racism and discrimination from 0 to 10, please.
0.
Okay, so it doesn't describe them at all. Thank you. And protects abortion rights.
Okay. The middle one, it's okay, I guess.
5?
Somewhat like,
Five? You think it describes them somewhat well, right? It describes Democrats
somewhat,
in Congress.
Yeah, somewhat well.
Five, exactly, right? Maybe somewhat well, exactly. The next one is effective and gets things done.
Somewhat likely, I guess.
Okay, between 0 to 10, just to make sure.
Oh, 5.
5 still, right, okay. Is honest and ethical?
7.
7. Wants to build black wealth?
Oh, 5.
5. It's too woke.
Is what?
Is too woke, W-O-K-E.
Oh, woke. I don't know. Probably 5.
Probably 5. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Oh, 0. Prices
zero.
Are too damn high.
Mm-hmm. Correct. I understand. And next I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated. And 0, it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, that helped. 10.
It makes you feel extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How about... Exactly. And the next one would be, as a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good-paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for black Americans like me is at a historically low level under Democratic leadership.
7.
7. As a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress capped prices for people like me, with a month's supply of insulin for seniors now $35 and seniors' out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. 5.
5. As a recent college graduate that was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership, this relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times, from 0 to 10.
Oh, I guess 10. 10 is good, right?
Yeah, it means you're extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress.
Yeah, 10. Exactly. People need that.
Mm-hmm. And as a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP.
Oh, yeah, that helps people, 10.
10, thank you very much. I am now going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select the two or three actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. You can select up to two.
SNAP and the first one you said.
SNAP and invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, right?
Yes. Yep.
All right. Let me move forward. We're almost done. And sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate? The Republican candidate? Are you undecided? Or would you not vote?
Democratic.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following statements come closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? First, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Second, we should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty.
Damn, I would take both, but...
The one you feel comes closest to your opinion of those.
Get Black families out of poverty.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means this statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And a 0 means it is a not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. But Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more Black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you find that for a reason to vote for Democrats in Congress?
I'm on Social Security, so 8, to me, you got to show and prove. You can say all you want to, but if I don't see no action, what's the point of talking?
Makes total sense, and your opinion is really important, ma'am, so that would be an 8. Okay, thank you. Now, the next statement is no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk
to
the mother's health.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats in Congress understand that the abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. From 0 to 10.
Wow. Okay, I'm kind of confused. I don't want no one making a decision for a woman.
Exactly. So do you find that not convincing at all, neither convincing or unconvincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Seven.
Seven for, okay. Now, the next statement is, after MAGA extremist denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that would enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights changes since the 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a voice in deciding the future of our country. From 0 to 10.
Oh, wow. That's a lot to take in. What was it again?
It's after MAGA extremists.
Oh, okay.
Denied the 2020 election results. Every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that would enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights changes since the 1960s. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a voice.
Oh, yeah, I want that. People have a right to vote. Expand
okay.
the voting rights.
So what number would you use then from 5 to 10? Since you're filing
ten.
This very convincing. 10, okay. So we all deserve access to good-paying jobs and the chance to succeed, but Republicans passed a law that raises taxes on the middle class at the same time that they are giving tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra-wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers of new good-paying jobs, encouraging record growth in black-owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap. Between 0 to 10, please, ma'am.
I guess 5. I'm just kind of neutral on everything. I have to see proof. And
exactly. You find it neither convincing nor unconvincing, right? Correct. Your opinion is sincere, and that's what we care about, ma'am, and I thank you so much. We're at 80%, by the way, almost done. We need leaders in Congress who will invest in the black community. But Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and stripping away our freedoms. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investment to help build up transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit the hardest by climate change. From 0 to 10, please.
10.
Very convincing, right? Thank you. And now we have just a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. And again, how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0. Again, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. You want to stay at 0, right? Okay, thank you. And sometimes in the service like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or would you no vote?
Democratic.
Thank you. Once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0, it does not describe them well at all. Wants
seven.
To build black wealth. 7?
Oh, yeah, 7.
Okay, and brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
7
again. Okay. Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Okay. Would you say very progressive or somewhat progressive?
Very progressive.
Mm-hmm. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18 years old?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democratic.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent? Student.
Permanently disabled.
Permanently disabled, okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Joe Biden, the Democrat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate would be fine. Less than $24,999, between $25,000 to $34,999, between $35,000 to $44,999, between $45,000 to $54,999, between $55,000 to $64,999, between $65,000 to $74,999, between $75,000 to $84,999, between $85,000 to $99,999, or between $100,000 to $249,099, or $250,000 or more?
I wish I had that money. No, 33 to 45.
33 to 45. Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week? Once or twice a month? A few times a year? Seldom or never?
A few times a year.
A few times a year. This concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your participation, ma'am, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your time. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye now.